Joining us this morning, Craig Turner, president of World Trade Center Buffalo Niagara. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Well, Craig, of course, tariffs on China, they have become big news for sure here in the last few days. As best you understand it, what types of products do you see being affected by these tariffs?
What's interesting about this is these are all products and tariffs that were announced months ago. And, what's important to us from the World Trade Center side is about 50% of them are what are called intermediate products, which are products that are being imported to the U.S. to then be used in the manufacturing process for another product. The other half would be consumer goods. What's interesting about it is the tariffs that they did, if something's on a boat already and it's on its way here and it was actually the purchase order was made before May 10th, those aren't going to apply for the tariff. So there's a grace period in here for deals that were already done, which is an interesting approach. This isn't something that was done on the previous tariff announcement.
Let's take a look at these importers, these U.S. importers. As you see it, what are their choices? How can they move forward in terms of how they'll deal with these tariffs?
Sure. There's a couple different ways they can go, especially when you talk about the intermediate products. You can eat the cost, which isn't likely that companies are going to do that. You can pass the cost on to your consumers or the different pieces of your supply chain, which again is a tough ask because contracts are in place and supply chains are already working. So what a lot of the companies are doing or have been doing, because again these tariffs have been in the news and talked about for several months now, is going back to the Chinese exporter and seeing what kind of deals they can work out there. Can they split the extra 15% tariff? Can they get the Chinese company to pick up the 15% tariff? It's an interesting time because each company kind of has to look at their own specific supply chain, their own, where they're getting their materials from, and see the opportunities that can come from trying to renegotiate, which is murky a little bit too, because again the tariffs were announced and pulled back and now they're back again.
Right.
So there's on the Chinese side there's a feeling that maybe some of the U.S. companies are negotiating that they didn't necessarily need to. Right. They were preparing for something that may or may not come. Well, now it came, so now it becomes a reality that we do have to figure out. There's an extra 15% tariff coming on these products. What are we going to do with them?
And then finally, obviously the biggest concern, I guess, from a local perspective is how will this affect local companies? And, of course, you deal with so many local concerns who are in the import-export business. So what are you hearing from those types of companies?
It's been an interesting progression. The biggest challenge that we've looked at, and this I had this conversation just recently with a bunch of my World Trade Center colleagues from around the country, is the certainty piece of it. Companies are always looking to grow. And if there's this air of uncertainty out there, it's hard to decide to make investments. It's hard to decide to hire people or take on new product lines. And this is where the challenge has been, in addition to any additional costs and having to, like we just talked about, how to figure those out, but trying to decide, when do we just move forward? When do we say, okay, these 25% tariffs from China are not going away, so when do we start to look at where else we can source from? Do we move to Vietnam? Do we move to a country that has a free trade agreement? Moving a piece of your supply chain is not, you can't snap your fingers and it happens. It's a big process. So the companies that are kind of looking at where they can actually start to make changes, or if they need to make changes, or are these tariffs going to be the way of the future, working into the supply chain, and that becomes the way to go. The other piece of it is, and this hasn't been announced yet, there's a lot of articles about it speculating, but what's going to be the Chinese retaliation on these tariffs? So China is running out of things that they are importing from the U.S. that they are going to be able to put tariffs on. So where else does it show up? And right now we've heard that there's some down at the ports. There's a little more scrutiny over U.S. products coming in. So those kind of supply chain disruptions, I think, are on people's minds as far as whether they'll, you know, what the repercussions of this whole process is taking place at the federal level will yield for companies at the, you know, at the local, at the warehouse level.
Craig Turner is president of the World Trade Center Buffalo Niagara. He joins us by phone this morning. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.